You're listening to the Best of the Morning Blush on Hot 103 Jams.
Big news coming out of Kauffman Stadium yesterday as the Kansas City Royals came out with plans to move. We've all had a lot of memories going out at the K in the 90s when you could order some Pizza Hut and get a free ticket. Yeah, that's how bad the Royals was at times in the 2000s as well. But here is Royals owner John Sherman on the possibilities of what a downtown ballpark could do for Kansas City.
Well, certainly downtown is where, I mean, if you think about higher density areas, that's certainly where the most attraction is. It's also where I think, you know, if it works, if the community wants to do this, we can really kind of round out our central business district in a way that will be good.
Definitely a money move, and downtown is not the only places that the Royals are going to want to move to. There is 18th and Vine, I've heard. There's, you know, possibly moving to Kansas and the Legends. You know, there are options on the table, but where are they going to move to? Who's going to pay for it? Because we're already paying for renovations at Kauffman and Arrowhead from back in 2007. So there are a lot of questions to be answered before the Royals can officially move, and we're definitely going to dig into that later on the Morning Grind.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
623 today. Look for highs in the mid-30s. It's going to be cold, y'all. Right now, you're cloudy at 25 in KCK. Beyonce is leading the 2023 Grammy nominations. She earned 9 of them, including Album of the Year for Renaissance and Song of the Year for Break My Soul. Beyonce also made history becoming the first artist to be nominated for 88 Grammys. What a resume that is.
My God, she's something special. I'm just gonna leave it at that. She is sensational.
She is now the most nominated artist in Grammy history. Meanwhile, Beyonce has also become the first black female artist to be nominated for Best Dance Electronic Album. Other nominees include Glorilla, Latto, Chris Brown, DJ Khaled, Kendrick Lamar, and Mary J. Blige. They're also returning to the party with multiple nominations each. One person who I didn't mention was Nicki Minaj, and no Grammy for Granny. It was trending after she was snubbed from the 2023 Grammy nominations. A few weeks back, Minaj called out the Grammys after telling fans that Super Freaky Girl was being considered for inclusion in pop categories instead of rap. Meanwhile, no Grammy for Granny started trending after the news hit. Nicki has yet to respond to the snubs on socials. In addition to Nicki, Summer Walker was also snubbed from any nominations from the Grammys. I never thought I'd see the day where the internet would turn on Nicki Minaj like this, but Lord, they really on her head.
Miley, what's good?
Blueface was reportedly arrested for attempted murder in Las Vegas. According to TMZ, he was arrested yesterday outside of Lolo's Chicken and Waffles. Sources say that 6 to 8 officers were involved in the arrest, parked in unmarked cars, and his girlfriend, Krishan Rock, was also there as he was taken in. Krishan went to social media, of course, to address everybody saying that she should leave Blueface.
Stop playing with me. Everybody that keeps saying it's a sign to leave. What the f*** is you talking about, bro? Stop playing. Never left me when I went in. What? I'm going to court tomorrow. That's all that matters. He coming home. I don't know what y'all talking about. But tune in on our documentary, our TV show, Zeus Network. We outside. And don't be surprised when I get another chain. Face, another tat on my face. What's up? I'm riding, I'm sliding.
So in case that y'all need an interpreter like I do, this is what she said.
This is your man.
Yes.
Look at the screen.
That's mine.
And that's what you're gonna settle for.
I'ma stick beside him.
Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Getting started excites, inspires, motivates, and pushes you forward. Doing all the work required to actually finish is not nearly so compelling, but just as necessary. You've come a long way and made some progress. Now go the rest of the way and make all that progress count for something. Finish the work and make good on the promise that had you so excited to get started. Finish the work so your earlier efforts don't go to waste. It's easy to continually become enticed by new possibilities. Yet if you cannot persist, if you don't finish the work you've already begun, none of the possibilities will have any value. Make the possibilities mean something by bringing them all the way into reality. Enable yourself to have the confidence that you'll finish what you start. You've done some good work, created enthusiasm, harnessed and focused your energy. Now keep it up. Extend your efforts. Carry that energy all the way through. Finish the work and reach the goal. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Morning Grind Motivational Minute on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind.
Shut up, Brian.
Getting ready when you still sleep. Alarm going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door and now it's stuck. And you could be whoever long as you ain't giving up. Hey. Getting ready when you still sleep. It never takes long when I'm outside waiting on the bus. Shout out to the kids cause I'm doing it for us. So I'ma tell them having good grades is a must. Max sauce, I'm the line leader of the classroom. I get requested like a pass. Don't think cause I'm a rapper, I'll be trash soon. Oh yeah, I'll be with my friends and we all smart. You got the drop, go for it like a golf park. Math test, knock it out like a ballpark. I'm from Kansas City, it ain't Target over Walmart. Teacher told me that we learning for our benefits. I'm getting notes here and I ain't playing instruments. Same class, 5 days, I'm attending it, ay. And it don't really matter who I'm sitting with. Gotta study for a quiz. Getting ready when you still sleep. Alarm going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door and now it's stuck. And you could be whoever long as you ain't giving up. Hey. Getting ready when you still sleep. It never takes long when I'm outside waiting on the bus. Shout out to the kids cause I'm doing it for us. So I'ma tell them having good grades is a must.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip hop and R&B. You tuned in to the Morning Grind. Max Sauce in the building. What's happening? 6:55 today. Look for highs in the mid-30s. Very cold. Right now, you are mostly cloudy in 28 in Blue Springs. Today's teacher today comes from De La Salle High School, and it's Micah Daniels, who's been in education for 3 years. And what keeps him there is serving the youth and being able to make a positive impact on specifically black and brown students. His favorite quote to the students is, "If you want to be great, you have to do what it takes." Amen. And the song that gets Micah going is that Hustle and Motivate from Nipsey Hussle. I ain't mad at it. Micah Daniels, take a bow. You are today's Morning Grind teacher of the day. Always taking the time to salute our educators providing a future for our youth on the Morning Grind, Hot 103 Jams.
Pull up in motor cash. I got a show today. It's all I'm trying to do. Hustle and motivate.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
The Royals announced yesterday plans to move away from the K. They said by the end of the lease, the K will be 60 years old and it'll be hard to maintain. Some of the things that highlighted in my mind that to me that would be a good thing for a new downtown ballpark is that they're promising, you know, hotels, they're promising affordable housing, they're ensuring that more jobs will come and it will be an influx of money put in into the Kansas City economy downtown, talking about creating 20,000 jobs, $1.4 billion in labor income, but this price tag is a little heavy. $2 billion as it's currently envisioned, could be more, maybe a little less, but I would imagine that could be a little more than $2 billion moving downtown. So Kansas City, you know, this is the hot topic on the socials yesterday. Hit me up with your opinion. 816-540-1033. Or if you just want to text, hit that Morning Grind text line. 816-900-4103. What are your initial thoughts about the new World Stadium downtown if built? Are you excited about it? Or you prefer that they just stay at the K?
I'm not somebody who's necessarily against a downtown baseball stadium. I love downtown. I like the investment in downtown. The real question is figuring out how we pay for it. And while I appreciate the Royals suggesting that they may be talking about hundreds of millions of dollars of investment from their own side, I think the taxpayers really want to get clarity on what is that investment from Kansas City taxpayers looking like.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest question that we all looking at. You know, how much out of pocket are we as Kansas City residents are going to have to come out for this $2 billion price tag for a new downtown ballpark that many people don't think that we necessarily need. I want to hear your voice, Kansas City. 816-540-1033. Caller 1, good morning.
I think that's the dumbest thing ever. I don't know why they would do that. They ain't got no other stadiums like us. We got the toughest two stadiums right next to each other. I don't know why they would just switch it to a whole other area. If they gonna put that much money in a new stadium, put that money into this stadium and fix it up.
You know, with the advancement of suites and executive seating, you know, they want to make that money. It's a kind of a different ball game when you factor in that, because they want to compete with the Yankees. They want to compete with these other teams in Major League Baseball to try to get better players and more revenue.
And they need to compete with getting a better team first.
Facts, facts. What's your name, dog?
My name is Dakota.
Thank you, Dakota. Appreciate you, my brother. Have a good one. Be blessed.
Yes, sir. You too, man.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
To the extent that there's some increase, which I anticipate perhaps there might be, the question for us is, how does that give us a good return on our investment, and what is the surrounding economic development benefit?
That is Mayor Lucas talking about the possibility of having a new downtown stadium for the Kansas City Royals. You know, there is a lot of factors going into this. I'm hearing parking from the listeners. I'm hearing, why go downtown when we already got two beautiful stadiums here near Independence? And, you know, taxpayers are currently paying $2 million a year for the K and those renovations that we approved some years ago. So, you know, there's a lot of things to consider with this thing. Plus, for the fact, I want to say this too. And I talked to Mayor Lucas about, you know, the sports gambling issue, because Kansas, they got sports gambling. In Missouri, we ain't got it yet. Maybe it could be on the ballot next year. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is that there is a whole lot of money going on in these states that have approved sports gambling. And the Royals and the Chiefs, they're not going to miss out on those dollars. So I say that to say that if we don't hurry up and get that here, then we could be possibly cheering for the Kansas Royals and the Kansas Chiefs. Now, they'll still be called Kansas City, but, you know, I got a feeling that we might have to be watching Patrick Mahomes from the Legends if the sports gambling and everything else don't get approved in Missouri. I'm not reporting that. That's just my own thoughts and concerns with the future of this thing. But let's hear yours, Kansas City. Line 2, good morning.
We need to just go ahead and make renovations at the current stadium. Royals ain't even winning like that. The people don't care about the Royals being downtown. That's going to just cause greater chaos in parking, greater chaos downtown. I mean, it sounds good and everything, but that ain't what we want. Just upgrade what we got here at Kauffman Stadium and we'll be good.
Well, see, I like where you're coming from, and I'm with you for the most part. But the thing about that is, fam, is that we already renovated Kauffman and Arrowhead. That was back in 2007, 2008, when those stadiums both got renovated. You don't think it's time for something new?
That's 12, 14 years ago, though. I mean, is the Royals even doing anything worthwhile like that?
In a minute, they're going to be giving away free tickets like they used to.
Yeah, like them Pizza Hut tickets I hear in the background. I used to get them, too. Y'all true Kansas City veterans. What's y'all names?
Ice.
And Cecily.
Hey, thank y'all so much for joining the Morning Grind and blessing us. Have a good one.
Appreciate it, Big Dub.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Picture this. You go to the plaza. Enjoy yourself some chicken from the Grand Falloon, right? Then you head over to the Westport. You might go to one of the entertainment bars or something in Westport, right? And then you take the streetcar right on down the main street to downtown to watch a Royals game in the middle of July, and the year is 2028 or something. That could be the future of Kansas City in this growing city that we're living in. We see the streetcars being built. We see construction everywhere. We see new buildings. We see investments being made in downtown. And the Royals want a little piece of that. But the only problem is, it's going to cost $2 billion, as this will be a city and team partnership. And yeah, the Royals are looking for that new downtown stadium to compete with other cities and to try to get more revenue in the city. So Kansas City, I definitely want to hear your opinions on this. Line 3, good morning. What you think?
So as somebody that works at the Royal Stadium, I understand that it needs to be upgraded, but I feel like they need to keep it there because I also work at a different location downtown, and just the parking and how everybody would get there, it would be atrocious.
With parking, I know that this is like a long-term plan with streetcars. I think the streetcars is a big reason and a big pull for the Royals to go downtown, as well as the KC Current too.
Yeah, but with the workers, we kind of get the bad end of the stick with parking as far as that goes. So it's like, how much earlier are we going to have to be there? Because we already have to be there so early.
If this is on a ballot next year, you vote no?
Yeah.
Okay. We appreciate you calling up and joining the Morning Grind this morning. Thank you so much. Have a good one. Be blessed.
Thank you. You too.
Now it's time for the sheet.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chills.
7:23 today. Look for highs in the mid-30s. Very cold. Right now, you are sunny at 25 in Overland Park.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
That was former President Donald Trump officially announced that he will seek the Republican presidential nomination in 2024. He is looking to become only the second commander-in-chief ever elected in two non-consecutive terms. This guy's under criminal investigation, and he has no shame in running for president. Are we entering the Twilight Zone again?
Hi, perhaps you recognize me. It's your favorite president.
If we as the United States going to do that, we might as well let Lil Boosie.
Black people worth millions of dollars. That will be billions today.
Right.
So we probably need to start our own economy, man. economy, our own foods, our own Amazon, and everybody get together and make our own economy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even if we gotta get fronted from somebody else.
Yeah, but
we can start our own economy, our own state, you know, and see how much they miss us, and we can put a real hole in their pocket.
Speaking of former presidents, Michelle Obama is opening up about her relationship with President Barack Obama.
I look over my marriage. If I were to judge it in year 5 or year 10, there was never 50-50. And so, yeah, there were times when I felt like I was 70% in and he was doing 30% because of the choices that I made in the terms of how I wanted our family to look.
Yeah.
I had to take my foot off of my career gas pedal, never putting on the brake, but slowing up a little bit. Those are the natural compromises that are required. And I feel bad when I see young people giving up on their relationships because there are periods of hard. So I think it's important for us to be honest in those conversations, not to glamorize what a partnership feels like, because then young people quit too soon.
And in other news, why is Dionne Warwick shooting her shot at Pete Davidson?
Hey.
Yeah, Auntie Dionne, she been on Twitter wilding, y'all.
Yeah.
Oh my God. She said, I will be dating Pete Davidson next, tweeting it into existence. Do your thing, Mrs. Warwick.
If you threw it up in the air, it would turn into sunshine.
And send a couple prayers up for Jay Leno, because he suffered third-degree burns, and he may need skin grafts. He was working on a car when some gasoline got on his face and hands. And at the same time, a spark triggered an explosion, causing Leno to catch fire. Man, that sounds awful. Praying for a speedy recovery for Jay Leno.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's time to say happy birthday to those investigative, dynamic, and protected Scorpios. Happy birthday, y'all.
Come on, baby.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand
the
up.
player himself, Pete Davidson, turns 29 today. Actress Lisa Bonet, she turns 55 today. And rapper Flip De Niro, he turns 27. Let's take it to the crib to wish some of our folks at KC some happy birthdays. Marla Jordan, Melissa Berry, and Jessica Washington, happy birthday to y'all. Evan Jones, Christina Morris, and Edward Collins, happy birthday. Clyde Cheney and Rachel Davis, happy birthday to y'all. And happy birthday to my dog, Aaron Bond, and everybody else born on November 16th. Happy birthday, Scorpios. Turn up. It's your day to celebrate.
Hey.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning. Who is this?
It's LaShana.
Hey, LaShana, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good, but you're going to kill me right now.
No, I'm not.
Is this for the lottery tickets?
Yeah. Got to finish these lyrics first, though, all right?
Let me take this, but I'm about to finish these lyrics.
Here we go.
I did too much lying.
Been around the world and I can't find my baby. I don't know and I don't know why. Uh-huh. Why he's gone away and I don't know where he may be.
Hey.
My baby.
You better sing.
But I'm going to find him.
Congratulations. Hey, that's going in the That's My Jam Hall of Fame. Sign her to a contract today. You got a $30 Kansas Lottery winner magic cash as a ticket prospect, and your name is officially in the drawing to get $1,000 in free fall cash and $500 in gas, all right?
Yes! That's my song. I work out to that song.
You go, girl.
They hit you in a special place.
Yes, I love it. But I got my baby. I'm married. My baby's here. I just love that song.
You better tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you up and ready every day.
The Morning Grind on High 103 Jam.
Outstanding.
Listen now for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in free fall cash and $500 in gas.
See me chasing dollars,
bills,
chasing dollars,
bills.
Drop it a stack.
Yay!
Hot 103 Jam.
I need that money.
The Morning Grind cares about the well-being of Kansas City.
It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya. Powered by Icon and Hot 103 Jam.
Have you noticed how music impacts your life and mental health? Well, there are more ways music can provide a positive impact in your life. For some, soft music may help you sleep better. Try playing soft instrumental music in genres of classical or jazz. Turn down those lights and see if it promotes a relaxing atmosphere for you. Music can be motivating. For those who attend sports activities in gyms, pay attention to the music played. It is typically upbeat or dance-worthy to keep you pumped up. Music can also improve endurance and performance. If you tend to take walks and struggle with picking up the pace, try creating a playlist for the same amount of time you'd like to exercise. Then select positive music between 125 and 140 beats per minute. You may find yourself ending your walk a lot quicker and becoming more consistent. This is Dr. LaTanya for Wellness Wednesday on The Morning Grind. Hot 103 Jam.
The Morning Grind cares about the well-being of Kansas City.
It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya. And The Morning Grind, powered by Icon. Call Icon today at 913-210-5900. That's 913-210-5900.